Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, just wrapped up our weekly Patriots Monday chat with Drake May. Re-entering the MVP race, comeback win, the first fourth quarter comeback win of his career. And he was in a good mood, which I love. And, you know, he may have thrown us a little bit off the clock here, but we'll make things happen here. It is time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Reminder, if you missed the entirety of the Drake May interview, we're going to give you a couple little morsels here and analyze them, but you can always go back on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow WEEI Afternoons podcast on Spotify and elsewhere. But we started things off by asking, obviously, about the bounce back win that they needed after that ugly loss to the Bills.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to do whatever we needed to do to come out with the win. That was the mindset for us. You know, whatever it took, whoever it took, we had guys stepping up in positions and people going out of the game and playing new spots and playing, you know, more than usually have, and just stepping up and do whatever it took. I think that's the biggest thing from take away from that game. Just proud of the guys for the way they competed and had belief and didn't lose sight of, you know, winning that game the whole time.
So he made it sound simple there, Fitzy, but I continue to go back to that word. I feel like this was a defining victory. They lose this game. A lot of people are going to be sort of describing them as a certain type of team, and by coming back and coming back led by Drake May, the pendulum went the entire other way. You even have, and we'll get to this later in the week on the Dan Ball Show when he earns his spot in the big chair thanks to his victory picking the Patriots. But, you know, even Cam Newton is now on board. Like, Drake May makes that sound simple. This was a massive comeback and victory for this team.
Well, I want to know, like, who else would be a doubter? Why? And where are you coming from? Like, what would be the root cause of someone's doubt?
Huntley. Oh, you beat a backup. Really impressive.
Yeah, and they were running the ball down your throat, and they
stopped. The coach benched their best player.
All right. Well, you know what? They panicked because they didn't know what to do about Drake May and thought they had to try to score more points. Sometimes people overthink the obvious, and that'll often happen when you're in the face of ascending youthful greatness like Drake May and the Patriots.
Or it's just a bad coach on the other side who did something.
That also is true.
Helped you. Dan Ball?
I mean, it's also a 7-7 football team, guys. Like, I feel like some of the conjecture was that they were going in to play the Rams this weekend when they're playing a very inconsistent Ravens team. That was putting it together in the back half of the season. I'll give them that, but that was not a Super Bowl contender that you were playing against yesterday.
And they've beaten nobody. Go back and look at their game by game, week by week. Anytime the team was any good playoff contender, playoff caliber team, they lost to them, just like they lost to the playoff team last night at M&T.
But I also think it meant more that you beat them in a standalone Sunday night game with the eyes of the world watching after you just lost to the Bills than just a random, you know, 1 o'clock game that you were supposed to be in before they flexed you into primetime. I think there was something that was proven in that just as much as maybe your opponent was overrated a bit.
Yeah, and also don't forget, like, the Ravens really wanted to, the Ravens really needed to win that game last night. Winning that game kept pace with the Steelers, or at least kept them a game behind, so as to force a meaningful Week 18 game for the AFC North. Now, it's all, save for a miracle, like the Ravens are pretty much dunsky on the season, so you ended another team's season before it could end on its own, so good on the Pats.
So there was a very interesting nugget, I thought, in the pregame show, Football Night in America. Devin McCourty spoke with Drake May, a couple Patriots just talking shop, and they were talking about Josh McDaniels, and Devin McCourty said, you know, back in the summer, the first time that Josh started talking in Drake's helmet and telling him, I think the example was the nickel is coming, the nickel is blitzing, there was a little adjustment period there for Drake May, but it sounds like he adjusted very quickly and for good reason.
Yeah, I learned very quickly to trust, you know, Coach McDaniels and what he sees, because he's got a great feel for the game, a great feel for this offense, and a great feel for what these defenses like to do. So he's as smart as they get, and he's got great feel and ability to coach the quarterback at a high level. So just trying to, you know, soak it all in and ask him any questions and listen to him, you know, whatever I can, because usually he's got something that'll help me play better, and that's the goal.
It's funny. So we have that reaction, Fitzy, of Josh McDaniels in Drake May's ears. Remember the reaction of Mac Jones when Matt Patricia and Joe Judge were in his ears and he was freaking out and F-bombing and yelling at him? Really, really does make a difference when you trust the guy who's talking in your ears, huh?
Well, and the guy who's talking in your ears is one of the best to speak in your ears about that very topic. It kind of helps, as opposed to a couple of guys who are just kind of winging it and figuring it out as it goes. And it was nice to also hear some positive Josh talk on the earlier part of the day as well, Andy.
I don't know what that means, so please refresh my memory.
Mike Vrabel talking about the fact that he doesn't have a rift with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, we never really thought there was a rift. Dan Ball?
Courtney Cox, lover, she led the witness, so that answer is null and void to
me. Oh, Dan Ball still thinks there's a rift.
I'm not saying that there is or there's not. I'm just saying that the answer of the question of can you put this to bed is a question that leads Mike Vrabel into a certain answer. That's
what if
all?
Mike Vrabel, who's never afraid to speak his mind, said, you know, Courtney, I appreciate that, but no, I'm not going to put it to bed because I think he's a prick.
I hate him. I hate him. I want him gone as soon as possible.
Well, I mean, like he. Okay, Dan, I will say this. When listening to the interview this morning, I did wonder if the way that Vrabel addressed it, saying, like, I got nothing wrong with all these coaches. Like, he did say Josh especially once, but by and large, it was more of a universal addressing. And he did want to say, I don't want to, like, I like the contribution of the group. I don't want to single any one person out. I did appreciate that, but I wondered if people from our show would say, oh, you never directly said it's, you know, me and Josh are bros.
Yeah, I was counting the Mississippis before I heard the name Josh, and I counted a lot longer in my commute on the Pike than I wanted to.
Dan, I love you. I love your being stubborn. I love your digging into this. I think it's absolutely crazy. I think it's nuts. I don't think there's an issue. And this answer right here that we just heard from Drake May is why. Because I don't think Mike Vrabel is dumb enough to screw that up. I think Drake May loves Josh McDaniels and everything he tells him and how well it works and all of that, and I can't imagine ego or wanting my own guy would allow Mike Vrabel to screw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Screw that up. But one thing that was screwed up last night, plenty of times, was the officiating in this game. Mm. Most notably, the non-call on the pass interference. There were a million other calls, but most notably, the non-call on the pass interference that should have been on Kayshon Booty, to the point where I've never heard a play-by-play guy, certainly not a play-by-play guy on the level of Mike Tirico, saying, I called pass interference. Where's the flag? It's clearly pass interference, like ranting on national television. So we asked Drake May, how do you bounce back from something like that?
Yeah, early on, you know, at my young stages in my career, I'm trying to, you know, kind of get to know the refs, try to, you know, kind of get to know them well and hopefully try to, you know, create a good relationship with them and be nice. But I think there's comes a time down the road I can see myself kind of switching the switch and flipping the page to a little darker side with some refs. But, you know, they hadn't showed up yet. It was pretty close last night. But I just try to move on to the next play because there's nothing we can do about it after it happens. Just try to move on. But I definitely think, you know, down the road I can be not more of, you know, getting, you know, hostile with the refs, but just, you want them to do their job at a high level, just like we're trying to do.
Do your job at a high level, just like we're trying to. Yikes, the dark side is coming, Dan Ball.
I'm not naive enough to believe that this doesn't happen in pro sports, but are you kidding me with I gotta be nice to the refs in order to get calls?
Oh, you do.
I understand that, and I know it happens across all pro sports. And
learning gamesmanship.
You gotta sweet talk them, and you gotta ask them how they're doing, and you gotta hear their stories about their kids and all that kind of stuff. But the fact that that has any factor into the way you're being called and, say, you know, the extra roughing the passer call that you don't get, but based on their compared to the BS one that Lamar got yesterday, that is such a red flag to hear.
But this happens all the time. You know what Brady used to do? He would go pregame to the referee and the crew and, you know, rub them up and down and make all nicey-nicey and also pre-apologize for what he was going to say later. He's like, I love you guys. You know, I respect the job you do, but good chance I'm going to MF you later on or have a problem with something you do. And I just want to apologize in advance. It's not personal. It's just in the heat of the battle. And I think it probably works. I think it's smart. And then also star treatment. If Drake May continues to play like Drake May is playing, he's going to get treated like the Jordan rules or, you know, the NBA superstars that draw the calls and win an MVP, and you'll be in a new class in terms of getting the calls.
I think there's a national perception that he's kind of a nice guy, aw shucks, sweetheart. So I think he's got a lot of wiggle room or amnesty that he can burn before eventually it's like, oh, cripes, here comes that May kid again. What a complainer he is.
I like that he's threatening the dark side. There's a dark side to Drake May, and we're going to see it soon.
We've all got a dark side.
I believe you have one. Anyway, up next here on WE. Oh, no, we got one
that
more.
That was a cheap shot. You've got one, too.
You told us that you'd kill us earlier in the show.
That was me being nice.
A lot of identity talk for these New England Patriots, so who better to ask about the identity of the team than its leader, its captain, its quarterback, its MVP candidate?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to build is a team that plays four quarters, that plays, you know, with effort, with great finish, you know, smart decisions, smart choices, you know, not being, you know, heavily penalized after the whistle, not doing, you know, stupid things to hurt the team, and a team that's going to, you know, play with each other and, you know, trust each other and believe the entire game that we're going to come out with a win. And from there, just a team that plays fundamental football, that does things the right way, and you know, good in clock management situations, you know, good in the games, and a team that, you know, gives, you know, our fans something to cheer for, and that's what we're trying to, you know, accomplish. And I think we've done that so far. We got to keep it going.
Yeah, I think, Fitzy, they're like 75 or 80% to what they want to be in terms of that description. of their identity. I don't think they always fulfill sort of all those criteria, but they've certainly taken a big step in that direction.
Yeah. How can you be everything that you want to be when your team is like a, you know, revolving door of bit players and guys coming off the practice squad and guys going to injured reserve and whatnot? Like, as far as what they want to be, I feel like we got an idea of what they were a long time ago, Andy. Like, I think we've all had our finger on the pulse of what this team is for a while now. They're just showing a little more maturation and further wrinkles of development along the way.
All right, that's going to do it for The Drive on a Patriots Monday. Up next, we have a special gift for you. Tis the holiday season, so what better way to celebrate than Quiz with Stiz Holiday Edition? That's up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.